Good morning. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Chris Kim. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, October 16th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's 2025 Family Weekend kicks off tomorrow. Special events will be held from the 17th to the 19th, from musical performances to the final football game by the Lakeville against Purdue University. Schedules for Family Weekend can be found on the Northwestern Student Affairs website. This past Tuesday, the District 65 School Board has presented two revised plans to close three schools. The board has been looking to close schools in order to save funds and balance its budget by 2030. The revised plans more evenly distribute affected students across the remaining schools, but can pose issues with middle school feeder patterns and transportation. The board will be hosting future meetings to receive community feedback on these plans. In Cook County, a judge's order took effect yesterday forbidding ICE agents from arresting people at courthouses. As part of recent immigration crackdowns, ICE agents have been commonly reported to be stationed outside of courthouses to detain residents. This new order also extends protection to parking lots, surrounding sidewalks, and entryways near courthouses. As of yesterday, the Trump administration has frozen $2.78 billion in Illinois grants. These cuts came as part of the administration's efforts to pressure Democrats to end the government shutdown. Funding freezes have halted current projects such as new investments in clean energy, electric grid upgrades, and transportation infrastructure. And, looking towards the White House, dozens of reporters have turned in access badges and left the Pentagon in response to the Trump administration's new restrictions. These rules imposed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth would potentially expel journalists for attempting to report on information not approved for release. News outlets have near unanimously rejected these rules, with many vowing they would continue their coverage of the military regardless of vantage point. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Chris Kim. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.